It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Good morning, and once again, you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get together, share, hear, and learn the Word of God, where we get together to know the mind of God concerning us every single morning. So I would like to specially welcome you to the 22nd day in the month of August 2024. It's a whooping 22 days in this month, and the Lord has been so faithful. He has been generous in giving us life, in giving us health, in giving us provisions, in preserving our lives. So let's take this moment to appreciate the King of Glory, the one who has made this possible. To you, immortal, invisible Lord, we say thank you. We want to specially appreciate you for all the gifts you give us daily. And for the gift of life, Lord, we want to say thank you. So if you are indeed excited to be alive this morning, I want you to go ahead to worship Him in whichever way you know how to do best. If you want to offer Him poems, if you want to offer Him dance offerings, please go ahead. Every single praise is accepted before Him, because He alone is worthy of all praises, honor, and adoration. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 22nd day in the month of August 2024. To every single person who is celebrating another year, we want to wish you a happy birthday. To those joining us for the very first time, we want to welcome you. And I want to assure you that you are in the right place. So if this is your first time of joining us, you're welcome to this family where we gather to study our devotions. So if you are lost, heavy, broken, sad, depressed, this is just the place for you, and I want to welcome you to this family. If you are frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So sound the bell and ring the alarm. Sorry, ring the bell and sound the alarm. Let every single person know that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to pick up your Bibles, your pens, your jotters, and let's dive into the Word of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, handling oppositions, and our hymn for today is hymn 4, to the work, we are servants of God. A Bible in 1 year will be taken from Lamentations chapter 3 to chapter 5. Lamentations from chapter 3 to chapter 5. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange things happened unto you. Once again, our memory verse is taken from the book of 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Nehemiah chapter 6 from verse 1 to 16. It's quite lengthy, so we'll just rush through it. Our Bible reading once again is taken from the book of Nehemiah chapter 6, from verse 1 to 16. Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there were no breaks left in it, though at that time I had not hung the doors in the gate, that Sanballat, Geshem sent to me, saying, "Come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono." But they thought to do me harm, so I sent messengers to them, saying, "I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you?" But they sent me this message 4 times, and I answered them in the same manner. Then Sanballat sent his servant to me as before, the 5th time, with an open letter in his hand. In it was written, "It is reported among the nations, and Geshem says, that you and the Jews plan to rebel. Therefore, according to these rumors, you are rebuilding the walls, that you may be their king, and you have also appointed prophets to proclaim concerning you at Jerusalem, saying, 'There is a king in Judah.' Now these matters will be reported to the king. So come, therefore, and let us consult together." Then I sent him, saying, "No such thing as you say are being done, but you invent in your own heart, for they all were trying to make us afraid, saying, 'Their hands will be weakened in the work, and it will not be done.' Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." Afterwards, I came to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabel, who was a secret informer. And he said, "Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you indeed. At night, they will come to kill you." And I said, "Should such a man as I flee? And who is there such as I who would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in." Then I perceived that God had not sent him at all, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. For this reason he was hired, that I should be afraid and act that way and sin, so that they might have a cause for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, remember Tobiah and Sanballat according to this their works, and the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets who would have made me afraid." So the wall was finished on the 25th day of Elul in 52 days. And it happened when all our enemies heard of it, and all the nations around us saw these things, that they were very disheartened in their own eyes. For they perceived that this work was done by our God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's topic says, handling oppositions. The manual today says, oppositions are different from persecutions. Persecutions happen when someone attacks you because you are a Christian. When oppositions happen, while oppositions happen when you are attacked, in a bid to stop you from doing whatever you have planned to do for God. Many people have set out to do things for God and were faced with oppositions that made them back down. Some of them remain fervent Christians, but the oppositions discouraged them from going ahead to do what was in their hearts for God. If we allow oppositions to stop us from doing what God has called us to do, many souls will perish in hell. And the devil will oppress people because the the Christians are quiet. Therefore, rather than allow oppositions to stop you, you must learn to keep going despite them. One man who faced opposition and kept going until the work was done was Nehemiah. He had set out to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, despite the fact that it was not going to be an easy task. Then oppositions arose. If you study the book of Nehemiah, you will see the three major tools of opposition the devil employed against Christians. Mockery. We can see that in the book of Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 3. Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 3. Then threats. We can see that in the book of Nehemiah chapter 4 from verse 7 to 8. Nehemiah chapter 4 from verse 7 to 8. And discouragement. We can see that in Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 10. He can raise people to mock you for what you are doing. But you must ignore them. Some people will threaten you with many things or even death if you continue to do what you are doing for God. However, you should not be afraid because God will take care of such people for you. Lastly, the devil can bring discouragement by making the work more difficult. He can do it by ensuring the unavailability of resources or some people's refusal to cooperate with you. Whether the devil brings one or all of these things your way, if God has given you a vision, you must never back down. Nevertheless, we made our prayers unto God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. That is the book of Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 9. The manual goes ahead to say, Nehemiah's default response to all the oppositions he faced was to pray. Prayer is not a last resort, but your primary defense against oppositions. As you do all that you humanly can do to forestall oppositions, put your trust in God. Place your ears on His chest to hear the next instructions He will give you. After all, you are doing His work. The people opposing you are actually opposing Him. So let Him do the fighting while you keep working. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says the way to overcome opposition is to report them to God. Let God do the fighting while you keep working. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody, you can share today. How can you share? By simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. You'll see our Open Heaven Hour. Click on it. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Share with somebody today. You might just be saving a soul. You can also listen to us live on our radio station, 7 a.m. 7 a.m. still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And on our mobile application on Play Store and Apple Store. You can download them there and listen to all our exciting segments for the day as well. Thank you for joining us. Please stay tuned for the next information after this show. I hope you were blessed. Please enjoy the rest of your day till you hear my voice again. Bye-bye.
And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares. Jesus loves and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you. Just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.